what you're doing. Here is another world-famous prank call from Darren Wackhead Simpson.
Nice.
Exclusive to KFM Mornings.
Okie dokes, here we go. It is the best of the year, 2021. Top three. Again, this is worked out by downloads, podcast downloads, actual downloads, responses, a whole bunch of metrics go into this. So top three. And I dare say right here, right now, that we just put a little PG-18 on this.
18?
Guys, it's always those that get the most downloads. It's always. Because it's school holidays now, you see.
Oh, the kids might be in the car still.
Yes, so generally when the prank goes out, the kids are all in school. So, a little PG-18.
So, when you say PG-18, are you saying if you are 17 or younger, please ask your parents for permission to listen to this?
You wouldn't want to be listening to it together.
Oh, okay.
Do you know how awkward it is when you're watching a movie with your parents and then a love scene comes on?
Mm-hmm.
It's very, very awkward.
Okay.
I mean, I was like 15 trying to get into Basic Instinct at the movies.
Were you successful?
No.
Oh.
I've advanced. So, this is, you see, guys, I'm also a servant of the people.
Okay.
You come with questions and requests, and I feel it's my duty to honor said questions and requests. And this guy, his wife got a little gadget.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. I don't need to paint any pictures here. So his wife got a little gadget, so, and they're cool, and it's fun and whatever. But he just wants to know the extent of use for this gadget.
Like, he wants the intel.
Is it used in isolation when he's not around? What's the deal? He's very cool with all of it.
Right.
But this is the one and only time I've ever done a prank that my face has been red throughout the entire prank. Because you'll see how I get to ask those questions that I have to ask, I'm afraid. Here it is. Enjoy.
I just don't know if I'm going to be single afterwards or not.
Well, if you are, Alicia's got the vibrator, hey? So is this prank to serve two purposes? To find out how often she uses this thing when you're not around?
I know she uses it. But I bought it.
Okay.
So I'm all good with that.
Do you know when she got it and how she got it?
I actually bought it for her.
Okay, now does she know where you bought it?
I don't think she does. It was some one of these little adult walls.
How long have you guys been together?
Going on 2 years now.
Okay. How old is she?
Just turned 28.
Yeah. Okay. I'm calling now.
Okay, cool.
Hello, Sarah speaking.
Hello, I'm looking for Miss Nissau, please.
Speaking.
I'm phoning you from, this call might be a bit strange for you, but I've had to make these all day. I'm calling you from Adult World in FNB.
Yes?
It's Hannes here. Now, a year ago, there was a purchase from a...
Yes.
And we just needed to follow up on that purchase because there has been a recall from China.
Oh, sorry, just hang on. I'm just going outside.
Okay.
Okay, I can hear you again.
Okay, sorry to call you after hours. It's just the calls of this nature. We usually do them after working hours.
Yes.
There was a... Look, I need to speak open and honest and frank with you. For a living, I sell sex toys, so I can just be open with you, okay?
Yes.
Okay. A year ago, a vibrator was purchased, and what is, by law, they have to put down the forwarding person that it goes to, just in the event...
Okay.
Just in the event of instances like this.
Oh, my goodness. I'm like... overheating now. I'm so embarrassed.
Basically, the recall from China came in last week, and we're just trying to get good. So, when last did you use this?
During last week, Saturday.
Okay, and how did that go?
Well...
Okay.
Yeah. functioned correctly.
Was it to your satisfaction?
Yes.
Sorry, I didn't catch that.
Yes.
Because yours is the hard plastic one, the purple one, right?
Yes.
The corrosive material, which they found that actually deteriorates usually after like a year and a half.
Okay.
Look, the sad reality is that out of China, they don't always use the most ethical products and especially colorants in it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So the colorant that they used was the actual issue of the deterioration of the vibrator.
Okay.
I don't know if you remember with the Chinese a few years ago, they were using a certain paint on kids' toys and it proved to be toxic.
Yes.
Yeah, well, this is not the case with this, but there have been instances where it has caused allergic reactions.
Oh, okay.
Have you found with the use of yours any allergic reaction?
No.
Okay, that's a good sign. The thing that we just need to find out is the amount of use of the product. As they say, you know, usually within a year, but that all it could have been locked up in a box for a year. So it all depends on amount of usage. So
okay.
If you were to just hazard a guess, how many times has it been used, would you say?
I'd say less than 10 times.
Less than 10 times, okay. Because the duration that we're looking at, it's almost like a car, believe it or not, whether it's a year or a certain amount of hours that it's been used. Roughly how many minutes at a time is it used over those 10 times?
I'd say not more than 10 minutes.
10 minutes and 10 times.
And you, 100 minutes in total.
100 minutes. If there was any usage of this thing for over an hour, then you know, there would usually be an irritation of the skin or...
Okay.
Now, can you just tell me what sound that it makes? Now, the ones that seem to work fine, let me just load this up here. Did it make this sound? I'm just going to play it through my phone.
I don't think it was that loud. It was more of a subtle sound.
And the ones that were defective, we found had a sound like this. Let me just switch the. Do you recognize that sound at all?
No.
So, of the two sounds, the first and this and the last, which one did it sound more like?
The first one.
That's a good sign. Yours. So, look, I'm quite happy that there is nothing defective about your one, because we used to call yours we used to call it the 4-inch Barney. Would you prefer to come in and swap it out for something else, absolutely free of charge?
What can I upgrade it to?
Well, look, customer service is key to us here. Yeah? So, what would you like?
Is there anything like in that same range, figure?
Whoa!
She knows what you want. Our,
it's Wacky Simpson. Yeah, I must tell you, this is the most awkward, uncomfortable prank call I've ever had to do.
I don't know why they have to ask you so many questions. Oh, my goodness.
So
I'm going to have to reprimand you later.
She's absolutely red in the face. She's like fanning herself down, even taking off her scarf and everything. And she's lying about the 10 times. Absolutely lying.
Oh, you're a great sport. Okay.
Good to catch you.
Cool, you too.
I'm a big fan.
I'm a big fan of you now.